Hey, welcome to the next episode of It Only Gets Worse with me, Rebecca Covington. I'm here today with Micah Ellis and Joey Burness. Say hi, guys.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, you are. You're here with us.
Yeah, and we're back home in scenic Illinois for the holiday.
Love right. It here.
It's yeah, warm. It's great.
I couldn't wish for anything better.
What a lovely place. I had to drive to Champaign to pick up my brother. It was the most boring drive.
Oh my gosh.
On planet Earth. And Google was like, I'm going to take you through people's farms. So I like just drove around and I was like, what is happening? But I made it. So that's good.
That is good. Yeah.
Anyway, Micah, give us a fun fact about yourself.
I have a backwards tooth.
No way.
Wait, no way. I didn't know that.
Do.
First, no, that's the quickest someone's come up with a fun fact.
Well, recently I've had a lot of people ask me funny random things about myself. I don't know why.
Okay.
But it's been happening a lot lately.
I love
it. That was just like ready to go.
Okay,
that and my weird pinky, which nobody can actually see because this is a podcast.
Right. We could put it on the Twitter page if you really wanted.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You have a Twitter page?
We do have a Twitter page. Yeah, Gets Worse Pod.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah, no, it's like on the top left side, there's a tooth that is literally 180 degrees.
Whoa!
And the dentist, well, because it's not noticeable, and nobody, like, actually cares unless they ask, like, hey, Micah, give me a fun fact about yourself. And I'm like, ooh, I got one. But, yeah, and it, like, the dentist said we could turn it, but, like, the likelihood of it staying there and not turning back was, like, very low. And so I was like,
weird.
Oh, I'm not going through that. So we decided to leave it.
Crazy.
Weird.
That's
Joey.
Funny. Fun fact. They're all saying not to say that I tore my ACL, but I tore my ACL.
I have another fun fact. Okay.
It's kind of about me.
All right.
What if, like, you just gave fun facts about someone else?
You can if you want.
Alright, so a fun fact is, if I can move one letter of the alphabet to a different spot,
my gosh.
I'd put U before P.
Can you explain the rationale?
If you just look up a picture of the alphabet, I think it, like, makes sense. All, U isn't, I thought Q was in a weird spot, so I was gonna move Q to where, to before U, but then I was like, no, the answer is to move U before P.
Yeah.
And then you have all these, like, curved letters in a row, and it just kind of makes sense. But someone pointed out to me that vowels are kind of evenly spaced throughout the alphabet.
Oh.
So that is an issue. And I hadn't considered that before.
Wow, you just took a lot of time. Yeah.
Wow. I don't really have a good transition from that, other than...
Has anyone asked for a fun fact about you?
No one's ever asked for a fun fact about me. No one cares about me. I'm just here
I
to deliver the
you.
Story.
Yeah,
that's
one.
Such a lie. I care about you so much.
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of weird things about me. I've had 19 teeth pulled, and only two of those were wisdom teeth.
What?
Yeah.
What?
True story. My mouth is too small for all my teeth. Which I get is ironic, because I talk a lot.
I was going to make that exact comment, but I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, my mouth is too small for all my teeth, so I just kept taking them out. And then,
so it made room for more
So it made room
volume.
For my adult teeth
yeah.
and volume. and then when I went to get my wisdom teeth out, I was expecting to have all four, because they've taken every other tooth I have. So then they were like, we're only going to take the bottom two. And I was like, why? And they said, because the other ones are, like, too far up in your mouth. So, like, there's a really good chance they'll never come down. And I was like, okay, but, like, what if I'm back here in a year and y'all are like, now we gotta take them out. Like, I don't want to go through wisdom teeth surgery again. And they were like, well, it's a lot more surgery now because we would literally have to go, like, up into your sinuses. And I was like, I'm out. Thanks. So they only took the bottom two.
Wow, that's nutty.
I know, right?
That's a cool fun fact.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, of course. All right, so today we are going to be talking about the McMartin Preschool in sunny Manhattan Beach, California.
Oh.
Sorry. I tried to find, like, a fun Illinois one, and I was like, we can do John Wayne Gacy, but then, like, that gets really sad, so.
Oh.
Yeah, he, like, murdered a bunch of people, you know, John Wayne Gacy.
No.
Have you never heard of John Wayne Gacy?
No, I obviously have not, since I'm saying no.
Yeah, well, he's a piece of
There's a good
work.
Song
okay.
by Sufjan Stevens called John Wayne Gacy.
I did not realize
really?
That's how you said his name until this moment.
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan.
I have been saying Sufjan. Luckily, Sufjan. I've never had to say it. I've only read it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sufjan Stevens. Nope.
That's funny.
Alright, so you ready to dive on in?
Oh my god, let's go.
That's kind of right. Like when someone once told me, sorry.
No, you're good.
It's kind of when like someone once told me, they're like, is it the dirty 630? And I'm like, no, it's the dirty 630. What's that?
My friend Selene likes to call it the dirty nape. She like combines Naper Thrill and yeah. Dirty 630, so that's where we're from, listeners. Naperville,
that's
Illinois.
That's hilarious, actually.
I love it.
So accurate.
Yeah, the Dirty Nape.
And they have our full names, so they're gonna totally track us down.
Oh, I forgot about that. Da da da! I don't live in Naperville. That's true. Alright, so to give credit where credit is due, a lot of this comes from the New York Times and New York Times reporter Clyde Haberman and also Wikipedia. So,
that's credible.
Here's the story. In 1983, Judy Johnson, who was a mother of one of the kids who went to the McMartin preschool, reported to the police that her son had been sodomized by a teacher named Ray Buckey.
That's a suspicious name.
Ray Buckey.
Ray Buckey. Come on. That's just a red flag in itself. All right. Keep
well, going. He was the grandson of the school founder, Virginia McMartin, and then the son of Peggy McMartin Buckey, who was Virginia's daughter. The names get crazy.
Yeah, those are nutty.
We got Peggy, we got Buckey. So, that lady's Peggy. Name was Peggy Buckey.
All right.
I want this to happen in Alabama, but it doesn't. It's literally Orange County, but whatever. Okay, so Johnson believed that her son had been abused because he had painful bowel movements, had pain on his bottom while sitting, and had nightmares. Which, like, not uncommon for kids to have any of those things.
Oh, I thought you were, for a second, I thought you were saying he was abused because he had those things.
That's what Johnson believes.
No, like, that's the reason why he was abused.
Oh.
It's because he had painful bowel movements. And then I was like, wait.
What kind of
But then it, like, clicked, and I was like, oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
As if that's any worse or any better.
So,
are you good, Joey? We're good to move on? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so she was, like, freaked out. She called the police, so the police came to investigate, and they were like, eh, we don't really know if anything happened, but we're going to send a letter to all of the parents who have ever had a child at the McMartin preschool.
Oh, dear Lord.
So that's, like, 30 years of parents. So then they sent this letter. Dear parent, this department is conducting a criminal investigation involving child molestation against Ray Buckey, an employee of the McMartin preschool. He was arrested on this date. We talked to him, whatever, whatever. Please question your child to see if he or she has been a witness to any crime or if he or she has been a victim. Our investigation indicates that possible criminal acts include oral sex, fondling of genitals, buttock or chest area, and sodomy, possibly committed under the pretense of taking the child's temperature.
Oh.
Yes.
My.
So, of course, parents flip out, and they go nuts. So then all of the parents start talking to one another, and all of the kids start talking to one another, and there's a ton of just random information, in quotation marks, out there. Because people don't really know what's happening anymore. So, the investigators continue talking to Miss Johnson, who made the original accusations. She made several more accusations, including that people at the daycare had sexual encounters with animals, and that Ray Buckey flew in the air. So, none of that was true, fun fact. But then they asked if her child had been... Investigators also asked if her child had maybe been molested by anyone else, and she said yes, and they asked if she knew who, and she took them to a billboard in town and pointed to a guy on the billboard.
What?
So, this woman's not of sound mind. But the police forget all of that and continue with their investigation. So, she was later diagnosed and hospitalized for acute paranoid schizophrenia. All
right.
Anyway, but because all the parents started talking to one another and everybody kind of got on board, more than 1,200 children were suspected of being abused.
Oh my God.
Which is insane. I don't know how large this preschool was, but I guess spanning over 30 years or however long.
What the?
Dang. Okay.
How many kids?
1,200.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's like 40 kids a year.
Wow, is that better or worse?
I don't know.
But how large are preschools?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Was like, that's got to be a huge preschool.
Yeah.
Like, if that's 40 kids a year.
That is a big preschool. We should call Miranda. She's a preschool teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miranda is like a sister. Shout out to her. I don't know if she's listening.
Probably not.
Okay. So, some of these accusations were described as bizarre, and they overlapped with accusations that mirrored the just-starting satanic ritual abuse panic.
Oh, dear.
Or as it's known, the satanic panic. And this happened in the 80s when a bunch of people, when a bunch of bad things happened and people were like, the Satanists are coming for our children.
Pitch your pitchforks.
So, yeah, they were like, the Big Bartons are Satanists and they are abusing our children.
What?
And it was alleged that in addition to having been sexually abused, the kids saw witches fly, they traveled in hot air balloons, and they were taken through underground tunnels. They also alleged that they were flown to Egypt and molested in front of the pyramids and then flown back so their parents could pick them up.
What?
All in the course of a day.
The kids are saying this?
The kids are saying this. Yes.
What kind of drugs are these kids tripping on?
We'll get there.
My gosh.
But yeah, they said that. And investigators, instead of being like, that's not possible, called airlines at LAX to ask if tickets had been purchased. What is happening at the LAPD? I don't understand. But that happened. And then...
What the frick?
Yeah, right? This is crazy. And then when they were shown a series of photographs by the McMartin's lawyer, one child identified actor Chuck Norris as one of the abusers.
What? Well, yep. I mean, that makes sense.
Why does that make sense?
Do you know anything about Chuck Norris?
Yes.
I know very little about Chuck Norris.
What did I just
say? I was just wondering if you know a lot about him that I did not know.
Chuck Norris, one more thing you didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't abuse children, fun fact. Yeah. At least these children. I don't want to speak to him overall. I don't know anything about Chuck Norris. Anyway,
so we all agree.
He's fine. He's okay. Great. Chuck, you're
wasn't
great.
He in Dodgeball?
I think he gave
a thumbs up in Dodgeball, if I remember correctly.
That's
the only thing I know about Chuck Norris.
The only thing I know about Dodgeball is, I think Jason Bateman's in it, and he has this line where after the team forfeits, and he's like, it's a bold strategy, let's see if it pays off. Oh, man, I have to see it. Anyway. Okay, so some of the abuse was alleged to have occurred in the secret tunnels beneath the school. So then investigators are like, we gotta find these tunnels. So they knock down the preschool
in a search
for these tunnels. And they bring, like, an archaeologist, and he's like, there's not tunnels here.
There's never
been tunnels here.
There's always rumors at, like, every school that there's tunnels.
Yeah.
There's tunnels underneath the school. Like, at my middle school, there was always, like, a rumor that under the new gym, there was, like, a pool, and someone, like, drowned in it, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
And so that's why they, like, boarded it up, right? Because it always kind of smelled like chlorine in there, and so you were always like, is it true? But then you were like, that's stupid, no one drowned in a fake pool,
right? Yeah.
So that's how it's related.
Yeah.
The secrets are
right.
So that is how it's related.
So, okay. So all of that happened. Where did I leave off? Oh, okay. So the secret tunnels. So went, tried to look for them. Archaeologist was like, there's not tunnels here, and there's never been tunnels here. And they were like...
Did they find that out after they tore down the building?
Yeah. I don't know why they had to tear down the entire building to find the tunnels. But, okay. Well, then people were like, well, they're Satanists, so they use their Satanist magic to fill in.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, some of the parents, the investigators were like that. Some of the parents were like, they used it to, like, cover it up.
That's nutty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were also claims of orgies at car washes and airports, and of children being flushed down toilets to secret rooms.
Like Harry Potter.
Like Harry Potter.
Whoa!
Yeah, just like Harry Potter.
That's crazy.
Confession. I've only seen episodes.
They're not episodes.
They're years.
I've only seen Harry Potter 1, 4, and the second part of 7.
I've seen 1, 2, and 4.
I've seen all of them at least 6 times.
Have you read the books?
No.
Neither have I.
All of us are fake fans. The internet's going to come.
I've never claimed. Let the record show.
That's true.
I've never claimed to be a fan of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Well, you souk.
Alright. Yeah. Okay, so then several hundred children were then interviewed by the Children's Institute International, which is a Los Angeles abuse therapy clinic run by Kee McFarlane. Keep that name in mind, because she's the worst. I'm coming for you, Kee. Anyway.
All right.
So, the interviewing techniques used during the investigations of the allegations were highly suggestive and invited children to pretend or speculate about supposed events. Which is bad.
Ew, that's gross.
Yeah.
So they did group interviews with the kids. So it would be like we're sitting on the floor right now. It would be like this, and they would be like, "Tommy, you tell us what happened."
That's not.
And then if Tommy said something and another kid was like, "That's not what happened," they would punish the other kid.
What?
Yeah. It got crazy.
Dude, that's nutty.
Yeah, often they would separate the other kid and like put them in a dark room and be like, "You're stupid for not remembering."
Well, that's not how you're supposed to do that.
No, not at all. But it's what they did.
Oh
yeah, and like if Tommy were to say something, they would give Tommy a toy, and then the other kids would be like, "I want a toy," so that they would
so
add to the story.
Say
yo, that's
exactly
effed up.
What they
yo,
hear.
Remind me to plug a movie at the end.
You can plug it now.
All right, I'm gonna plug a movie. This is kind of related. There's this movie called, I think it's a Dutch movie called The Hunt.
Okay.
I forgot the. They got the main actor's first name is like Mickelson or something like that.
Okay.
And he was in the new Star Wars too. Sorry.
Oh.
And he plays like this preschool teacher who, like it's all based on true events, who gets accused of sexually assaulting one of the kids. And then when the DHS or whatever comes in, DFS, whatever.
CPS. There you go.
CPS of...
of Deutschland.
Deutsch? No. I was going to say Deutschland. Of the Netherlands comes in. Like, these conversations are all, like, word for word, but they just, like, dramatized a different movie. Like, but they took the conversations that actually happened word for word and made it word for word or whatever. He kind of suggests what the preschool teacher did and makes the kid, like, makes the kid, like, answer these questions in a way that, like, makes the teacher seem guilty, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You gotta see the movie. It's really good. It's really
good. What was it called?
The Hunt.
The Hunt.
The Hunt.
Reminds me of The Hunt. Okay. So, yeah, kids were, like, isolated for giving bad answers and rewarded for giving good ones. So by spring of 1984, it was claimed that 360 children had been abused. So that's down from the 1,200.
Okay.
But Astrid Heppenstall Hager performed medical examinations and took photos of what she believed to be minute scarring, which was caused by anal penetration.
Mm.
So that's how they got the 360 number. I think they did interview all 1,200, but then they got to 360 because she did medical tests on them. But here's the thing.
On all of them?
I don't know on all of
that's
them.
That's nuts.
So, I'm sure when they isolated kids, if those kids weren't, like, didn't come around to tell them what they wanted to hear, they were like, oh, they weren't abused and, like, kicked them out. So maybe that's how they weed people out. Okay, but then journalist John Earle believed that her findings were based on unsubstantiated medical histories, and later research demonstrated that the methods of questioning used on the children were extremely suggestive, as we said, and, wait, where's the part? Oh. And then, so Astrid Hager didn't have the qualifications to use the, like, medical equipment she was using and hadn't been trained on how to do it.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
So,
what kind of BS doctor is this?
Yeah. So she's also the worst. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So then others believe that the questioning that they did with the kids may have led to false memory syndrome, which is, like, really bad because then you have memories of things that didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
And could, like, haunt you for years to come. On March 22nd of 1984, so this is like a year after all of the accusations, the McMartins and three other teachers were charged with 115 counts of child abuse, which was later expanded to 321 counts of child abuse involving 48 children.
How many teachers were there?
The McMartins, so there were three of them, and then three other teachers, so six. So eight kids per adult. I know, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But the first court case resulted in a mistrial. So.
What?
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo.
What are you booing?
The mistrial. I think they should have gotten convicted.
But
like right away.
They didn't do it.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Wait, what?
I thought they did.
No.
Oh, then never mind.
All of the... We'll get there.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Just shush.
Oh.
Wait.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait.
So in 1990, after 3 years of testimony and 9 weeks of deliberation by the jury, Peggy McMartin, who was the grandma... No, Peggy McMartin Bucky, the mom, was acquitted on all counts. So she done.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Bucky was cleared on 52 of 65 counts and freed on bail after more than 5 years of jail. None of 11 jurors at a press conference following the trial stated that they believed the children had been molested, but the evidence did not allow them to state who had committed the abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, yeah, something happened to these kids, but we don't have the evidence to say
yeah.
who it was.
Yeah.
11 out of the 13 jurors who remained by the end of the trial voted to acquit Bucky on the charges. And it was the other two who held out and were like, nah, he's guilty.
Mm-hmm. I would have been one of those.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. so then, obviously, the media overwhelmingly focused on those two jurors who were voting guilty. And Bucky was later retried on 6 of the 13 counts, which produced another hung jury. And the prosecution then gave up trying to obtain a conviction, and the case was closed with all charges against Ray Bucky dismissed.
Mm.
He had been jailed for 5 years without ever being convicted of any wrongdoing.
Alright, well that's kind of bogus.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
And media was super skewed throughout the whole case for really obvious reasons. Because Wayne Satz, who was at the time a reporter for Los Angeles ABC, reported on the case and the children's allegations. But he later entered into a romantic relationship with Key McFarlane.
Oh my god!
Yep.
Freaking Key!
Yep. So, that's a bummer. And then, another instance of media conflict of interest occurred when David Rosenzweig, I don't know, the editor at the Los Angeles Times, became engaged to marry the prosecutor.
What?
Yep. So, that's a problem. So, lots of, like, media influence. But, okay. So, the McMartins didn't do this. Because the original allegations came from...
I really like your sweater.
Thanks, man.
What about
yeah.
my sweater?
I like it, too. All right,
good.
There you go. Okay. But Judy Johnson, who was the woman who made the original allegations... had acute paranoid schizophrenia.
Mm.
She made up the entire thing.
Yeah.
It's likely her son was never abused,
mm.
but it kind of sparked this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She, before the trial started, was found dead in her home from complications of chronic alcoholism.
Mm.
Before the preliminary hearing concluded. So, the McMartins really didn't do it. They just kind of got caught in this whole
mm-hmm.
thing. But people were so outraged that they wanted some kind of answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why Ray Bucky was in prison for so long.
I guess
long.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So then, it gets a little worse,
uh-huh.
because the McMartins then sued the state of California for
the
trouble. The whole state. They're bringing everybody down.
The whole state.
The state of California was like, yeah, we messed up. It rewarded each of them $1 for their trouble.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ray and Bucky was in prison for 5 years. Without being convicted of wrongdoing and got $1 from the state of California.
Wait,
and their business
so
was destroyed.
So did none of them do it?
None of them did it.
None of them did it.
Not a single one did it.
Because the schizoid...
This is just all false accusations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they all effed up?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Their livelihoods were ruined.
Literally ruined.
Yeah.
All three
And they
of them?
Got $1.
Mm-hmm.
And they got $1.
Yeah, and
Can't
then...
Can't even get a 99-cent iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Right?
That.
If you go to McDonald's, you need an extra 8 cents
exactly.
for that large Diet Coke.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That 8 cents.
Yeah, so Virginia McMartin died shortly after that. Peggy died in 2002, and Raymond Bucky left the state, never to return, and has kept a low profile, and was not found until last year, and the New York Times reporter refused to say where he found him.
Oh my
To respect
gosh.
His privacy. Yep.
What?
I know.
It's like literally the worst.
Dude, that's freaking nutty.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I heard the story in my sociology of deviant behavior class because we were talking about the satanic panic and all of that. And our professor was like, yeah, so none of them did it. But he was like, how many of you, if the preschool remained open, would like send your kids to it? And none of us, like all of us believed they didn't do it, but none of us were like, yeah, I'm going to send my kids there.
Yeah.
Because like other parents would be like, what's the matter with you? Like your kid's going to get abused. So it was just fascinating. He was
maybe
like, there's no.
Something in the water. And all these kids were legit like having these like hallucinations.
I think they just wanted toys.
It's from those tunnels.
Yeah.
It is. Yep.
They flew us to Egypt.
Yeah. But it's just crazy how much they like egged each other on and were like, yeah, like, oh, Tommy got a toy for saying that we got flushed out a toilet. Well, we went to Egypt. Where's my toy? Yeah. Like,
top that, Tommy!
What kind of, like...
Come at me, Tommy.
What kind of investigator are you to, like, believe that they got flushed down a toilet?
I don't know.
And, like, there are secret tunnels, and they flew them to Egypt, but returned the same day.
Yep.
Like, that's a long flight.
And they checked the freaking airlines.
And they checked the airlines. That's the part that kills
me. Like, that's, like, why? Like, how stupid are you?
I don't know.
And these people are educators?
Yeah.
What the F?
Yeah. They're investigators.
They're investigators.
Investigators.
Yeah.
I thought the teachers were the ones that were... Oh, no, the kids were
the
saying...
The kids were
saying... Oh, okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. No.
Yeah,
we're good.
Oh, I forgot one part
now
of the
story.
Now
we're on the same page.
This is... So, flash forward to modern day.
Okay.
Key McFarlane...
Oh, no.
I believe teaches at UCLA.
Really?
She teaches somewhere. But the Dr. Astrid... Whatever her name was. Astrid Hager is a doctor at USC. Is like teaches future doctors, and her specialty, one of her specialties, is child abuse. And now I'm gonna look up Key McFarlane because I'm curious.
I'm never going to that college.
Yeah, where is she now? Dang it, woman. Nope, I don't know where she is now. I thought she was at UCLA, but Key McFarlane now. Let's find out.
Where are you now?
Please help me.
Key McFarlane, WYA.
Now, where are you at?
Waya!
Waya!
I also like, would.
Yeah, I don't know where she is.
Well, it's okay, maybe she's.
Died.
Off the grid.
Yeah. But,
Oh, that should have been my fun fact.
What?
I want to go off the grid. This is my goal in life.
Oh man.
I move out to like Montana or something, right? And the government finds oil on my land. And then I hold out for as long as possible to get the largest sum of money. Sell my land.
Yeah.
Go live out in the mountains and horseback ride for the rest of my life.
Nice. Well, you need to stay on the grid so you can follow us on Twitter.
Oh!
Yay! That's @getsworsepod on Twitter. We don't tweet that often, but we try. And where else? Oh, check out our website. You're probably listening to this on the website, but www.unpawsed.com/itonlygetsworse. That's
unpaused.
It for this episode. Unpaused, because we're Panthers. So it's
Oh, that's good.
Right? Yeah.
Funny.
I know, right? And check out the other great podcasts on there. Yeah.
Do you recommend?
I do. I recommend the podcast Absolutely Rotten. It's really good, and they watch the worst rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes and then review them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
it's really funny. I really like that one.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, it's a good time. So, yeah.
That is a good time.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Yay. All right.
Us.
Just Joey. Just
me. Well,
it's all about
say me.
I'm inclusive.
I'm exclusive.
All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.